You guys just came back from Tinley.
We went up for the Gecko Symposium, and at the very end, they did a little reveal of like a new Caledonian gecko. So
species?
What?
Species, yeah. Ooh. And it's a big one. It's a big animal.
I love how they drop it like a new MacBook. They're like, yo, yeah. At the fucking Gecko Symposium, we got the brand new Gecko 15.
Gecko 15.
You're so disgusting.
Welcome back to the Reptiles With Podcast. We're here finally all together. Is this the first one that we do all of us?
With no, both Tiki and Taki.
Yeah, we've done this once.
No. With both Tiki and Taki? Never.
Tiki.
No, the US Shark one.
No, he wasn't there. There's one, you were there. Dude, you had the Star Wars.
Yeah,
thing.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
Just you.
I didn't go.
Yeah, you didn't
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was the first one.
Oh, yeah, Danny was there.
Yeah. For yeah. So long, con, people probably thought you were the same person. Just like, yeah. Pull your hair back and then put it back forward, dude.
Just grow hair real quick.
Never in the same place at the same time. But they exist, dude. Yeah, it's two people. It's two people, I swear to God.
Listen, you guys just came back from Tinley.
Yeah.
How was that? Dope. Give me the update.
Oh, I like the shirt. It's a dope shirt.
Yeah. So this is we went up for the Gecko Symposium, and it was so dope, bro. There was so much good information. It blew us away. I thought it was gonna be good, but it exceeded our expectations by far.
A lot of really interesting talks.
What
man.
What exactly is that? I don't know what it is.
So it's just basically a whole bunch of like really well-renowned gecko people, gecko breeders, or gecko experts go out and they give like talks depending on, you know, depending on their expertise. Some were doing leaf-tail geckos, knob-tail geckos. We had a talk about just like overall gut loading and insect nutrition. And then at the very end, they did a little reveal of like a new Caledonian gecko. So
species?
What?
Species, yeah. Ooh. And it's a big one. It's a big animal.
That looked average. That thing that you just did.
That's average.
Did they already speciate it? Like it's in a Echinus already, or?
No, they're still working on it. Okay. But and they didn't want us to release any photos or anything. So we took videos and stuff.
But the animal was there.
No, bro.
Well, the countdown started. The countdown started. Now we're just waiting for it to end up in someone's.
No, it probably won't. They're not gonna.
Love how
never say never.
People are surprising.
Probably not.
They're gonna try to put that CITES right away.
Yeah. Okay. They're gonna put
it's probably like in danger.
I love how they drop it like a new MacBook. They're like, yo, at the fucking Gecko Symposium, we got the brand new Gecko 15.
Gecko 15.
I love that. Yeah, that's cool. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, so that was really dope. And then the show is just the best show in the States.
Yeah, it's always the best. Like, the quality of the animals, the variety. Especially if you love geckos.
Yeah.
Like, that is the show to go to.
Fire.
I have to ask you something.
No blue tongues. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Good. There was a table with, like, four.
All right.
Yeah, that's a gecko.
No. You go.
They're not the only ones.
No, I was going to ask about the Paradox Day geckos. From the pictures that everybody's posting, I didn't get it because I saw one that was like 10 grand or whatever. What was like, what did they look like in person?
Well, I don't know about 10 grand, but.
No, they were.
No. I'm saying like, I don't know if I would ever pay.
Yeah.
But they just look like they're darker in some areas and blue in some.
And it's really variable, like even between their paradoxes and stuff. It's really variable. Some are very nice. Some, I don't think are that nice.
Yeah,
even the blues. The day gecko genetics are kind of weird. I don't get it too much. I've had bought blues in the past at Tinley.
Yeah.
And then I put them outside in this Florida sun and they're green now. I still have them.
They're green?
Yeah. They
have a little bit of a blue hint hue, but.
Yeah, they call us blue bloods.
Yeah. Mm. I heard that it was something to do with like them being stressed or something like that.
No, you could tell that's their pigment. Okay. Like some of those paradoxes and stuff, they're really blue and that's their pigment.
Blue bloods.
Not the Crips blue?
That's kind of fucked up.
That's bad.
Blue Bloods is crazy, bro. Yo, somebody bleep that shit, bro. Somebody bleep that shit right now. Who named that shit, bro? Yo, I don't want no smoke with nobody, bro. Blue Bloods. God damn.
What was the coolest thing that you guys saw over there?
Blue Bloods.
Right. Blue Bloods. Well, you think of yours.
Like, I'm trying to think. There's
a lot of really rare species. There's also, like, a bunch of just random crested gecko morphs that are popping up now.
Yeah, that super hypo's up
and,
there.
And there's this one that's like a, it looks like a super cappuccino. You know what that is?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's like, but it's all white. And the super cappuccinos have problems. They have like...
No nostrils.
Really tiny nostrils. Like their jaw sometimes tends to like deform for whatever reason. It gets like a little bit like, uh-huh. You know, it protrudes a little bit. This one looked like healthy. I held it in my hands. I saw the nostrils. It was walking around. It looked 100% healthy. Now it does look like it almost looks translucent and scaleless because like through the, you could see like the veins and like even like the, some of the organs and there's like a break in the scales, like on the sides that it's like, you could see it's like, it almost looks like it's scaleless. And then on the top, it's like very tiny little micro scales. Huh. So hopefully it's healthy and stuff. Hopefully it's not going to be like the super caps.
Yeah.
That was like a bust, but yeah, that was pretty cool because I never seen anything like that.
Were you guys the ones that just posted like the leucistic crested?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Gotcha.
It's a leucistic. They're calling it super hypo or blizzard. Right?
Yeah.
But it's a leucistic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's got to be probably the coolest thing. I really liked some of the mutations some of the snakes had, like the blood python.
Oh yeah,
it was like
albino pied.
We're more people, so
yeah.
That's the coolest. So. No, but there's a lot of rare species. I mean, all sorts of rare Europlatis that we saw.
Yeah, rare cave geckos, like the Japanese.
Yeah, a lot of rare cave
geckos.
Captive
red tree monitors are always amazing.
Yeah, they're so cool. Yeah.
Greens and blues, man. They're a different animal, too, when
blues
they're captive.
Blues over everything. Blues, I love that shit.
Yeah. I like the greens more.
Yeah. I mean, I like the true blues, because when they grow, they get ugly as shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I like whenever they keep that blue, fire. If not, then the greens are, it's like, you're not going to mess with the green.
Yeah,
pops.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's a lot of other species, but we're blanking out right now.
Yeah.
Like rare species.
Yeah, we have like a sleep.
Yeah. So.
How was the
oxygen in the
it's
blood.
for those that are like tuning in, they were there yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
We got in, we flew in from Chicago at 11:30. Then my wife had the great idea to go to downtown.
Fun.
With a friend and us, and obviously we came back at 5 a.m. so
and I probably slept 2 hours.
Oh no,
I can't sleep. No, get out, guys.
I'm gonna sleep. Fuck this.
Take all those memories I gave you back.
What about the ball pythons? You guys went to Canova's table?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I don't know shit about ball pythons, but there's like quadruple gene, five gene animals there, and they were like, they like he was saying, they don't even look like ball pythons anymore.
They look like retics or like berms. Yeah. Like, what is this? It was incredible.
Really cool.
I was actually really excited to see his table.
Yeah,
that's one of the things I look forward to the most. Because I've been following him on Instagram for a while now. And
yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
He's an OG.
Yeah, from that work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He went to Tinley to see ball pythons.
Right. No, we did it. But you know, we passed by the table.
So even you will like those better than the normals.
No, he will not.
Yes. I guess when I like something, like if he's like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess.
I mean, what's cooler, a brown snake or a fucking beautiful
different brown snake?
Different shades of brown.
yeah. Like, what's cooler? You tell me. Like brown or different brown?
Or brown with white?
Are you colorblind, man?
No. I can see it, but it's like different browns and yellow.
Yeah.
Tell me another color. Tell me another. Go ahead.
White,
orange,
red.
White.
Motherfucker.
No,
red. That's
crested geckos.
No.
Oh no, it's ball pythons. Ball pythons. If you say red, that's just a different brown.
Right.
Come at me with that bullshit.
They have blue ones.
Shut up.
They have some yellow.
Brown, yellow, and white.
That's it.
Some have
black. And black.
I gonna say a joke, but I can't, bro. That is true. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
That's a lot. That's like four more colors.
That's cool, but like, I don't know.
The wild just makes one. We made four.
It's cool, but I like other animals way better.
No, I get it. Me too, dude. Yeah, right. Like, you know, I can appreciate it. I'm not a hater.
Yeah. I can. Come on, bro. Like, I could be like, ah, that's cool. Next table.
Yeah.
But I could look at it. Like that one gene that I saw in Daytona, the one that like is born one way and then it just morphs into some other bullshit.
Sounds made up.
No, some guy was saying.
Ball python?
Ball python, they're born, they look like bananas almost. Mm-hmm. And as they grow, they like look completely different. of what it is. And I was like, okay, that's fucking crazy. And then I kept moving.
No idea what that is.
I'll show you guys
later. I
think
you're lying to
us. No, this guy, okay.
Or they're lying.
No. This guy.
They're lying. He's like, buy it, dude.
Lordy Lion has it on video.
Huh. Okay.
He's a breeder from Canada.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. Ooh. Fuck y'all. You know, see, I try to give all my props, and then y'all fucking put me down.
Cause you're making shit up.
Yo, fuck y'all, dude. This is where I'm at.
So, do you think that like that Tinley show is a show that you must go to, like if you're
yes.
in this community?
Yeah.
Like way more than like yes. Daytona kind of thing.
Yeah. Way more than the Super Show too. We've been to the Super Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Super Show. It's huge. It's the biggest show technically, uh-huh. but Daytona, just the amount of. Quality
no, it's ratchet.
And rare species.
It's ratchet.
Not Daytona.
Yeah. Fuck.
Daytona's ratchet.
Not Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona almost looks like a big Repticon now.
Yeah.
It's ratchet.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's ratchet. Anyway, Tinley Park.
Yeah, Tinley.
They could do more symposium type things. Was that the first year they did it?
No. They've done, they do them like every couple of years.
Okay.
Just depends, you know, like depends on how many people go and.
When they have a new species to drop.
Oh, you're right. Which you weren't supposed to know about.
Yeah, every year. They
no, they said we could know about it, but our. We just can't show pictures and stuff. Yeah. And or give any other information. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it. You can't send out the pins or nothing like that. You know, herpers these days.
No. Yeah. So if you were thinking of going to the symposium and you didn't, you fucked up, fam.
You fucked up. You would have had the drop.
Yeah.
You fucking drop.
Can we make plans to go next year?
Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
Y'all, okay. y'all should definitely go, bro.
Do a podcast at Tinley?
Yeah.
Sheesh. I can't give too much in detail. I thought I was going this year. I did not go.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning, okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee, all right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today. So we spent the whole morning checking this place out. Is there anything specific that you guys saw? This is your first time here.
This is my first time.
Chuck's come here. Eric was here. I've come here.
Yeah.
Everybody
he's
comes
come
here.
Everybody here.
Comes. Yeah. Hey.
For me, it's the pectinomys.
I knew it.
I love iguanas. I think monitors have their props. I give monitors their props a lot, but I think that
it's too scary.
I think honestly, if someone's picking a monitor over an iguana, that's the wrong choice. I love iguanas. If you like monitors, fine, good for you.
Well, yeah,
but iguanas are so much better.
Croc monitor, maybe Parenti, Lays,
Fiji Island iguana, rhino iguanas, wide pectinatas. They're just way better. Even a good green iguana is like. Fuck, that animal's impressive.
Another thing we saw at Tinley was a snow green iguana.
First time I've
like
ever
a
seen
white
in person.
Yeah, white, pure white. And it's I think he said it was the first one in the U.S. because they started breeding them over there in Thailand, but they haven't been bred here yet.
That super crimson's still the most impressionant.
Yeah,
like,
I seen
that. Yeah. So iguanas are peak, the banana pectinatus fire, and then the freaking, Dickensie? What is it called?
Dickensie.
What are you talking about? The white
dark
one?
Mackenzie.
The dark one. Oh, that
was
Mackenzie. The island one.
Yeah, the Dickensie. The Dickensie.
No,
the dark one. San Esteban.
Yes, is that
the conspicuous.
I was like, Mackenzie. I was like,
where the fuck?
I don't know.
Who's Mackenzie, bro?
Who's Mackenzie?
You were in her dorm?
What's Mackenzie? Who is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he is a good one.
They're amazing.
He is a good one.
They're amazing. I will say the rhinos are overrated. Everybody here hates me for that.
No.
The
rhino
ones
are
way prettier.
They're overrated. Cubans are better, bro.
Cubans are way better.
Bro,
sorry,
what
bro.
Type of crack are you doing, dude?
What do you mean?
Because I have not done that one.
Do
that was crazy, bro.
Cubans are better.
No, I think the rhinos up there, caiman lizards up there.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. This is pussy as fuck on me whether Lacerda was fire.
I haven't pulled him out in a while. He's huge.
Yeah, that shit was cool. That shit was cool.
And
I
he's tame. Like, as soon as you kind of stop, like, pulling him.
Yeah, sure.
I hold mine like that, too.
No, we were like...
the Lacerda...
You know how big they look in my hands?
I like the Lacerda quite a lot. And the caiman lizard is one of my favorite lizards in the world, so I'm always going to say that.
Forever.
That shit's...
Yeah. Did you see Mike Lorette's post on his new enclosure?
Bro, I busted a nut watching that three times.
I know.
Three times?
You walked in the
back to back. One time. Bro. That was it, bro.
Damn. Purple shock.
Yeah, bro.
Demonetized.
Don't worry, buddy. We're not monetized.
Yo, FBI's like, this motherfucker.
Reptiles did. With coffee. Yeah. So please support the podcast, guys.
Yo, goddamn, this is
YouTube and pain.
Yeah, shit. God damn, we need to stop cussing when we get monetized. But not
yet. That's true. That's
not
true.
Yet, not yet.
We're going to be PG. We're going to be doing a lot of pause.
Yeah. F me. I'm going to be saying shit like that, dude.
Don't say it like that, dude.
Yeah, that was weird.
Fuck, dude.
You have to bleep
that
out with the noise. That like a was dolphin zesty, laugh bro. Or something.
That was zesty. I need to change somehow, bro. I'm already going to get canceled. But if we cuss, we can start a Patreon. If you wanted to get the real shame, tell them, like, I could tell you to fuck yourself all the time. Patreon.
Okay.
$50 a month.
Oh yeah.
What else comes with that? That's a lot.
Hey, bro.
Hey, full services?
Yeah, all of it.
Hey,
hit the DMs.
It's like it's not a sex hotline. It's an insult hotline. They call you to be insulted.
Yeah. No, it could be both.
I mean, hey.
People who just like to get degraded.
Hey, versatility. That's the thing.
There's a market.
I'm right here, bro.
No, you do the degrading.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Listen.
They call you and they start degrading you. Bro. Like, no, that's how this works, buddy.
Bro, listen. If I get paid for that, it's game on, bro. I'm bringing all of it, bro. All of it. If you short, you're fucked.
Hey, what the fuck?
Religion's coming in. Colors coming. I'm going all the way in, bro. Hit me up.
Oh,
all right.
What's your favorite thing, Yash?
What's my favorite thing?
The blue tongue skin.
Yeah. Them all pythons.
No, it was because it was the first time that I saw the Haibo or whatever.
The Maruki. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the Dumerals outside was fire.
Oh, the Dumerals.
Yeah.
Why you call them dumb?
I don't know.
Dumerals.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Can't say nothing, bro.
No, the blue tongue was cool. I always say that. Yo, talking about... Okay. Wait. I have to... What we did at Animal Con, when Daniela threw the question out, that's like, oh, what other pet is better than a fucking bearded dragon? And I
hilarious.
Get up there and I'm like, I got one. Yeah. I got one. And I'm like, blue tongue skinks.
Oh, yeah,
bearded dragons suck. And then I get roasted by fucking Kevin and Clint.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I give up. I'm done with this.
You let them, bro.
They were so smart, dude. What do you want me to do?
You let them, bro. You can't
do that,
bro.
You should have had Chucky out there.
Yeah, like now it's not true.
Clint, you can let Clint. Yeah. Like, he's a nice guy. But Kevin, come on. You got to fucking.
Come on.
When I heard Kevin go, actually, I was like, I'm done. Yeah. It's over.
You thought they were going to agree and shit?
I thought they were going to feed me to the alligator.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Pizza, like, pasta, Yoshi.
That would change everything. That would change everything. Clint and Kevin are like, nah.
Every time you guys say Clint, I think like you saying Clit. I'm like, what the fuck is happening, bro?
I don't know what that is.
Wait till you find it, bro. It's the One Piece. It's the One Piece, buddy.
It's a rare Pokemon.
It's a rare Pokemon.
Oh, God.
Mm. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, I think I'm trying to think what else that we saw that was cool. I mean, it was the first time that I saw a lot of the carpets that you had.
Yeah. Fire.
Which that's something that you're going to be doing. Are you going to be doing them in the, like, the same kind of enclosures that you were building for the Doom. For the boas?
I'm probably going to model it close to the pectinatus.
Taller.
Okay.
Yeah, because taller, because they're more arboreal.
Yeah.
If you know about carpets, they like to climb.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Are you guys sticking with geckos forever, or do you think you're going to move to like something away from
He
geckos?
Said, yeah. He didn't let you finish.
But like, basically have the geckos monetize the other projects so that you guys can focus completely on the projects.
I mean, that's literally how it works, bro. Like,
but you'll stay in the geckos.
Geckos, I mean, I love geckos, clearly.
No way!
Obviously, but... no, it's also like just like the best pet lizard, I think, because most people most people want something that's not too big, you know, like a big blue tongue or whatever is impressive, but but the geckos everybody could keep, and like how we see in Korea and stuff, they live in really tiny apartments, so they like they want something smaller. In New York, you know, a lot of big cities with a lot of people, they don't have the space to keep big animals. So like geckos, and they come in so much variety, and they're so much, so they're so easy. So.
They have a pre-made diet. Like it's really easy.
I feel like with them too, like the enclosures, you can make it whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So many species live in so many places.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, some climb, some fucking.
If you like terrestrial animals, there's terrestrial geckos. If you like arboreal, there's arboreal.
From
there's
the desert, rainforest, fucking all types of shit.
So you guys are gecko experts, right? We can say that.
There's like thousands of species of geckos.
I'm gonna test you. What makes a gecko a gecko? Why is it not just a regular lizard? What makes geckos?
There's no such thing as regular lizard, so fuck you.
Keep other lizards. What makes separates a gecko from a not gecko?
Well, there's always like exceptions to the rule, but typically, you know, a lot of geckos have the toe pads. A lot of geckos have
Dilated?
Well, a lot of geckos are nocturnal. Most geckos are nocturnal.
They actually had a talk on geckos and when they were doing the DNA
talk. Yeah, that's a whole shirt.
Yeah, when they were doing just on DNA. They're like the most ancient like lizard. Yep. Well, their family is like the one that was like started it all.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That's how they're, no offense, on the dumber side of things.
Yeah, for sure.
Not okay.
But like in comparison to like a monitor.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Course, like it's like the it's probably the root of it all.
Yeah.
Like, are like at the top when it comes to for reptiles.
Yeah, they're very
at the top.
Yeah.
Them, it's crocodilians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the
crocodilians are in the middle somewhere. But
you think?
Yeah.
You think they're smarter than a toke gecko?
Yeah, smarter than that. Yeah.
No, tokes know their names.
Tokes are smart.
Yeah. No.
There is a toke talk.
Know their names. They say their names all the time.
You're a fucking idiot.
Presentation that low key blew us away. Like it was like we knew they were smart, and everybody always talks about them being smart. But this lady, she like dedicates her whole life to tokes, and she, she has like night vision cameras in her enclosures and you could see like. The babies are starting to hatch and like the mom kind of like helps it a little bit and like they care after their young. Even older siblings will like look at the young and kind of like just like chill with them. The dad was like on top of one of the babies and just like sitting there on it. And when the baby was like bothering him too much, he kind of just like, all right, fuck it. Yeah. Left. That's but like there's so much.
They're super defensive with their babies, their eggs too.
Yeah, they're very, babies. Yeah.
Like, and when the, you saw we were talking about the video earlier of the toe case.
Oh yeah, the a snake grabbing a toke and another one like another fucking the snake. It. Yeah, that was fucking insane.
Yeah, bro.
That's fucking insane. I think I want a toke now. Yeah. Fuck,
dude.
I think they're smarter than an alligator. No lie.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, it's just probably very new information.
Yeah.
So you can't figure much out, and it's not like a lot of people think like smart like intelligence comes with like training. It's not true.
Yeah.
It's like how they live. Like crocodilians do the same thing. They take care of their young. They help the babies out. Like and you can train them. It's just very hard to measure intelligence with those things.
Yeah.
It's very very different. Like I just started working with a croc monitor, and at first I'm like, just a monitor. That's not just a monitor, bro.
Yeah.
That's a fucking person and it's not a lizard, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking insane how smart.
That's Joe Biden when he turns into a fucking lizard.
He takes off his mask for the day.
That should be his fucking name. But nah, he's dope as fuck, bro. Smart as fuck. Yeah. I put a new log and he saw the log. It's like this on top of a, like a table.
Yeah.
So he first put one arm on it and put pressure. Came back down, looks at it, put two arms, put pressure. Came back down, put three, pressure, came back, put all 4 feet, looked with his tail like wrapped around the tree behind him.
Yeah.
And he starts like testing it, bro. Yeah. And then steps down all the way to him. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah.
Like, but that motherfucker lives in the trees. If that motherfucker falls, he dies. Yeah. So he's like, he got shit figured the fuck out.
Bro. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I love the intelligence of those lizards, like geckos, agernias, fucking more, all those lizards. Just like
blue tongues.
Shut your dumb ass up! No, just kidding. Like, it's hard to measure intelligence, especially keeping them in captivity. Sometimes it's just in a cage or you're breeding. You're just breeding, you know. It's like, oh, we have geckos there. Like, cool, we're gonna have babies. But if you like put the cameras or you pay attention for long enough, like, it's like. Watching a fucking fish tank. You stare at it like that. If you were the one to do that shit, you'll see a lot of shit. Like, nobody even knows about tons of animals.
Yeah. The reason I ask about the geckos is because Eric and I were trying to find the answer. Like, what makes a gecko? Because when you look at leopard geckos or toke geckos, they're so different.
Yeah.
You know, eyelids, no eyelids. Toe pads, no toe pads. We only found one exception to the rule, but it was vocalization.
Ooh.
Yeah, the fact that geckos can vocalize.
Yeah, geckos can vocalize. There's also one particular genus of geckos that don't have any arms or any limbs at all.
Yes.
Oh, I think they're geckos.
No, they're geckos.
Because they can lick their eyes. There's debate though. A lot of people say they're countless.
The tongue looks like a leopard gecko tongue. It's like literally like this.
No, I agree. I agree. The Bertonsi, the Liasis, that's the genus.
I mean, it's just, if it's not a gecko, it descended from the same way geckos came from because it has too many similarities.
And I mean, nothing has the same range of vocalization that the geckos do, especially like leeches and stuff. But like red-eyed crocs can
yeah,
vocalize.
Yeah, that is true. Fuck, really? Jesus.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
they can. Geckos. Yeah. They're geckos. We're not calling them.
Yeah. So, you know, there's always something. There's always an exception to the rule. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Crazy question now because this bothered me for a long time. I think I already asked you guys, so I want you to. Difference between a lizard and a snake.
No legs. No, I'm just kidding.
Nope.
Ears.
Yeah, external really?
External ears.
Earless monitors. Chameleons don't have ears. Keep
okay,
going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's always exceptions. Let's see.
Their eyes? They got. Is there a big difference in their... No.
What, man?
It's the just the skull. Just the jaws. Well, that's
I was about to say that next. The jaw.
Really?
Yeah,
it's, can, that is yeah. just it. And technically, snakes are lizards. That's what skull mata means.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah?
It's just a form of lizard. I learned that shit like a month ago, and I was like, right. What the fuck, bro? Because I thought it was like the ears, but earless monitors, chameleons don't have
yeah,
ears.
Yeah, 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 that makes sense, yeah.
Everything, but eyelids, you know, lizards go back and forth. Yeah. Between. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? So it's just the jaws.
Yeah, jaws.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, I mean, he's got like a whole discovery. He's like, yo, the jaws, dog.
It's like he discovered some conspiracy theory.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a lie.
I'm saying, hey, the world is a fucking lie, dude. If you Google what's the
yeah, they're not
they're
that different. And tortoises.
I mean, no, there's a lot. There's a lot still
And tortoises
different.
Are what? Hold up.
Sternums.
Yeah, and tortoises are like lizards, basically.
Yeah, well, they're putting them under
this for the
archosaurs with birds and crocodilians.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so that's a new thing because different lineages, but also the eggs. The eggs of the turtle is very like a crocodilian and a bird. Hard shell on the outside, all that shit. So they're going to be archosaurs.
Huh.
Science.
Fucking science.
Eh.
And...
What do you mean, eh? Oh,
fuck you.
People don't know anything.
Bro, they're just saying shit.
Yeah.
You don't know shit.
They
just
want
just
names on papers.
Shit.
Yeah, because there's more snakes than just the jaws. A lack of sternums. Snakes don't have sternums. Lack of pelvic bones. Snakes don't have pelvic bones. There's so much that differentiates a snake from a lizard. Granted, I'm not saying that they're not squamates.
Give this man
a PhD. What about legless lizards? Do they? And lie
have
to me.
Pelvic bones?
Lie to me and I'll Google it.
I'm pretty positive legless lizards have pelvic bones.
You're just pretty positive.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
They might, because I mean, just fucking Google it real quick.
Yeah,
because they. Cause
yo,
they,
what the? What was that movement?
I was like in his boxers.
I know, dude.
Legless lizards are all like awkward and shit. They can't move
weird.
Like a snake. Yeah.
It's almost like they move like they should have legs.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, oh, where are my legs?
Yeah.
I look for with you. Florida sand skink.
Yep.
Stupid lizard.
Platyrhinus reynoldsi.
But it's a skink that has very tiny fucking legs, and it lives under the sand, and it leaves all these trails in the sand. They only live in Central Florida. We
have you guys seen? Oh, okay. Never mind.
I wish.
Yeah.
Is that? Oh no, that's a leg. But
that's not with the leg. Yeah.
Bro, no, that's
if it has a leg, it has a pelvic bone.
Just fuck ask ChatGPT, man. What are you doing, dude? We got AI now.
Fuck it. but yeah, we weren't looking for that shit. We didn't find it. We suck, but we tried.
Yeah,
geckos are cool.
Yeah, geckos.
Sounds like this motherfucker with turtles. I like turtles. Yeah.
Well, you have to say that because we're here.
You're right.
Yeah. If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that 1% of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description.
Say your favorite gecko and let's let them rush it.
My favorite gecko? Yeah. I don't think I have a favorite gecko.
Can you name five geckos?
Can I name five geckos? What, scientifically?
No, I guess in general.
Yeah, the ones that I have.
So pick a favorite out of the five.
My favorite out of the five?
Yeah, fuck it.
Can I do it out of like just the ones that I'm more excited to keep
just
right this moment?
Name one.
Sure.
Say
dude.
One for
just
the
name some, man.
Peacock day geckos.
Okay, cool.
Peacock day geckos?
Yeah.
You couldn't pick Sepidiana?
Well, I'm saying the ones that I keep right now. Yeah.
Europlatus. Any Europlatus?
It's funny because I think we only have Felsuma.
Fantasticus is the most beautiful Europlatus. Yeah. Changed my mind.
No. You know what?
Yeah.
I really do like the Samedis. I think the Samedis are better. I understand it's like a different, like. I like leaves. I like moss. I love moss.
Said no one ever.
So
I like leaves. I like moss.
Like the beard. Like
yeah, yeah,
how they
yeah. The fringe,
out,
yeah.
Like, oh, that's so cool. They like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
did
yeah.
you guys see the pied one?
The pied one.
The pied. It's not pied, is it?
It's a Hankali, no. Okay. So that's not a pie.
The
reason I know what you're talking about is because some girl came up to me saying like, "Oh, look, a pied."
That's not the Mason.
A pied leaf tail gecko. I'm like, that's not a pied. That's just some Hankali Henkelai are rare nowadays, but they have like the bands of white.
Uh-huh.
They
have three exactly bands of white.
Yeah, that's what Mason posted, I'm pretty sure.
No, it was
it's on Morph Market.
Oh, it's not
Morph Market.
Armin, Herb Time. Oh, okay, Morph Market reposted.
Okay, yeah.
It's Armin's?
Yeah. Or he just shipped them out. Maybe he shipped them to Mason.
He called it
Pied? Oh, it is Henkelai. Right here.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's not Pied.
Yeah, they literally called it Pied. Yeah.
That's a lot of the Sicare and even the Semedi will sometimes have like a little bit of a white collar.
Yeah.
Chahua have that. The
yes.
Or Kahua, oh, yeah, whatever you want to call them.
Why? People call them Kahua?
People call them Kahua. Yeah. Technically, that's the
really?
Appropriate name.
Kahua?
Kahua.
Take out the H.
Miniera Gecko Kahua.
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 Chihuahua.
Sure.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a favorite, it would be Uroplatus Semedi, Sicarii, or Kahua. Kahua.
Kahua, yeah.
Yeah,
Kahua.
Those are fire.
Those are so cool.
I'm going to start saying like that.
Sounds like Carajo, but Carahua.
Carahua.
Carahua. Carahua.
Have you ever seen the New Zealand green geckos?
Oh, my God.
Yeah but those are
like,
fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like
they're unobtainable.
Yeah. That's like a Tuatara, basically.
Yeah,
you'll
yeah,
never
yeah.
even look at them.
Yeah.
You never seen them?
No,
I think there's like
but
two
you know,
in the States.
No, there's not.
There's none?
No. There's a lot. There's
oh, really?
Just all by like one person, legally at least.
Got it.
I have,
got it.
We know this guy who he's been around for a long time, Jay Summers, and he okay. breeds them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he has like 40. He's had them since like the... He was like he was one of the original people that was able to export them legally directly from New Zealand.
That's crazy.
Well, somebody took them to Germany... Like the New Zealand officer, and then they got him to him.
Insane.
But yeah, he's like the only one that has them legally, to my knowledge, in the States. But people in Canada have them.
Okay.
Canada has Fiji iguanas, New
care.
Zealand green geckos.
You know what?
Fuck Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. We beat Britain. We can go out there and steal the Fiji, bro. And we got that shit.
The
bro.
Last time that we said that, Adam commented on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he said something about
just
something
kidding,
that
Adam.
We lost to Canada in.
We ain't losing nothing. Where is it? In the, I didn't read about it.
Did you read about it?
No.
Canada, them peaceful ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. What'd you do? Throw pancakes at us? Fuck you.
Pancakes?
Yeah, you mean maple syrup?
Oh, yeah, that was-
Fuck, dude. I can't even make these jokes, dude.
So we can't have those New Zealand green whatever the fucks? Even if they're
no.
like, if the guy that has them.
No, if,
here
he, if
them?
He decided, he doesn't sell them. And
really?
He, like, he takes pride in that, basically. But he doesn't, if he were to sell you one, it'd be okay. It'd be legal, but he will never sell you one.
Damn, dude.
It's like, especially now.
Okay, so, okay. What a price. What do you think they'd be worth?
Whatever he
there's,
wants.
There's no... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Whatever
like,
he wants.
He could get $10,000 for one animal.
Yeah.
You know, he
would
could
you?
Get probably more.
Would
no, hell no.
Huh?
No, I mean...
Yes.
If I was filthy rich, yeah, but I can't. I'm like,
so all the
I'm not
you're
rich,
not,
bro.
You're not filthy rich.
I'm just filthy.
Yeah.
I have to duct tape my sandals over here, bro. I can't afford a $6,000 or $10,000 gecko.
Yo, he said what he spent $10,000 on a gecko. I just looked at his sandals.
I'm like, bro, let me get $200 for a pair of shoes, dude.
Yo, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker barely has a shoe on, bro.
Yep, that's great.
Come on, bro. That's fucked up. We're at his house,
dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that your pick then?
Huh?
That's big gecko for you?
Honestly, yeah. Well, so there's one that's called that's also from New Zealand called the Harlequin,
okay.
New Zealand green gecko. Or Harlequin something gecko, and those are pretty cool. Like the they have like geometric patterns on their body, and they're like all green, and they come in a lot of different varieties.
That is sick.
Yeah, they're so beautiful. Yeah. If you've never seen one, Google it right now.
Okay, bet.
Yeah.
If you timestamp that, Eric, I'll try to put a picture of it.
Oh yeah,
of a right. sandal.
Oh, needed, bro. That's a must.
No.
God damn.
Yeah.
How about you, Manny? Pick a gecko.
I'll stick with something I could probably actually own one day.
Yeah.
Actually, dude, I'm not gonna. I'll be honest. I like Felsuma.
Okay.
They're my favorite.
Every time I say this, motherfucker got a show.
What rhymes with day?
Dude, I don't know why. I just love the crap out of
yeah. them. Yeah. Every time I see him at a rap thing, I was like, yo, come here. Look at this gecko. I just got it, bro. You need to buy it. I'm like, bro, like, what is this shit? I don't know nothing about it.
I just like how bold they are. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're actually very smart too.
Yeah.
They're a very smart gecko.
Yeah. They are
very, very smart.
They're
gecko.
After Tokei, like,
yeah, I was gonna say
I keep
a bunch.
The Tokei might overpass them after that presentation with them, and
real.
Since we're starting to keep more of them, maybe they might be because they're just so smart. I love intelligent animals.
Yeah, same.
Bro, they're like
respect. Not this dumbass ball.
I'm not ripping.
dumbass ball python.
Blue tongues are cool too, though, right?
They're dumb ahead.
He's like, please though. Don't leave me.
Nah, I like intelligent shit too. Like monitors, crocodilians, monkeys.
They're too smart. My they're god. Too smart. Monkeys are too much.
I don't
much.
Trust that shit. I don't trust them.
I could never have a monkey.
Never.
I love that shit. I love that shit. I love that shit.
Yeah, monkeys are cool, man. They look at you differently.
It's like a person, bro. Yeah. The first time I saw them, I literally had to walk away from the enclosure and think about life.
They throw jizz at you.
They throw
That's what he likes, though.
That's a good argument. That's a good argument. Fuck, dude. Yeah.
Nothing? You got nothing back on that?
The fuck am I gonna say?
You can't.
But it's true.
You can say, I don't like crescent geckos. Or something like that.
Fuck crescent geckos.
They jizz on the glass.
What?
Crested geckos?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do it on your hands.
How are you guys doing with your crested geckos outside?
Oh. Chilling, bro. Yeah. Chilling. I post them all the time just to fuck with people because I always get DMs about people.
Like, I was so upset because we went to St. Pierre's house like right before Animal Con to film a video, and I was hoping he had his still, but he had gotten rid of them.
Yeah.
But we talked about it, and what he told me was like wild. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Makes me think like, trying to put some of these outside to just experiment. Because he said even the babies. He said like in his porch area, he had a bunch of screen cages lined up.
A little one outside right now.
Yeah, and he said like the babies would kind of like get together in the little corner where the sunlight would be hitting them in the morning. So pretty interesting stuff, man.
Yeah, so far so good. Specifically the ones that I have. I mean, I don't know if this is because they're outside, but dude, they're so spazzy. So I can't really open the cage to like check them out because I try to like move a leaf and then they're like trying to run everywhere.
It might just be the individual. Not mine.
That's what I'm saying. But literally, all the ones that I have are the ones from over there at the shop that one time.
Yeah.
And they're all like that, dude.
Not mine. Yeah. Mine, he could be on a leaf. I could just fold the leaf over, dude. And he just stays right there. And then the second one too.
My guys think they're a flash, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you tame day geckos, so.
Yeah.
A crested gecko ain't shit.
For real.
I nicked that bitch.
And what about the guards? Guards are more tolerant, I feel.
I haven't put them outside.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
You're like, fuck that. I'm experimenting with the crested.
Yes.
The gargoyles, I spent a pretty penny on the ones that were. It's different. It's a little different.
They probably do fine.
Yeah?
Bro.
What about the cold now? It's starting to get cold up there.
So, bro, I literally leave everything out unless it gets under 60, depends. If there's wind and it's 60, I take them inside. If it's like dry and 60, I keep them outside. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. I'm going to have to put these gargs outside.
I think the problem is that people, when that information was being, you know, passed down, was because most people keep their animals indoors and the AC sucks out all the humidity from an enclosure or from, you know, your home or whatever. So when you take the humidity out and then you get it hot, you'll instantly kill that animal.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Paul Murlock from Rack House, and that's what he was saying. He's like, I think, obviously, because if you look at the temperatures in New Caledonia, there's 90 degree days, obviously. Yeah. So he was saying the problem is that it's too dry. We're keeping our animals too dry. Yeah. So we need a higher relative humidity. And then that way the animals aren't like sucked out dry when it gets over 85 degrees.
That's what I do with everything inside now. I have the chameleon forest dragons inside.
Yeah.
And I covered the whole thing, the lid. That way there's no air getting out. I put a fucking water pump going around. That way it's humid as fuck in there. Because even if you mist, that's not going to be enough. That's just gets the fuck out of there like it's nothing.
Especially in a screen cage or something.
Like, it's not good. But outside, I brought everything. When I did the Cresties, I didn't even talk to nobody. I said, this shit's possible, whatever. I just put some snake plants, put them outside.
Every
night I go out, give him some food, he comes over, just chilling, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you gotta look at it like, it's just common sense. Mm-hmm. If you go back and you see the temperatures in New Caledonia, you know, there's hot days out there now.
Absolutely.
Are they basking in the sun? Probably not, maybe not, or maybe they are for a little bit and then they can get out.
Yeah, but those places also exist here. It could be 90 degrees, but if you're in a shaded area, it's going to be the same
shit. I think one of the problems is that people discovered that crested geckos can be kept indoors, under AC, barely misted, you know, and they were like, this is how we're supposed to keep them.
No,
they can survive that. It's not how they're supposed to be kept.
Yeah, there's still so much to learn and so much that like you were saying, gecko experts, but bro, like I talked to Ron and I'm like, damn, I don't know shit.
You know? Yeah, that's every conversation that I have with Ron.
Yeah, so.
Ron is just a fucking brain, dude.
Yeah.
And Heather, too.
Yeah, Heather, they Heather
need,
too.
They need, I don't know, they need to download their brain somewhere because they can't leave.
Yeah.
Their consciousness to AI?
Yeah, yes. Literally, bro. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, relax, bro. They're not that old.
No, they're not. Bro. But Ron, they're not. Shit? But this has, man, to be, this has to be eternal, bro. Like, who's taking over? Who's getting all this information?
Yeah, that's what I'm that's why I try to go over there, like, get videos or, like, get it on film or something.
So you can go back and...
That you know, go wait, back. But you know what the fucked up part is? Yeah. Is that... So, right now, I'm working on, like, my outdoor blue tongue thing, right? So I set it up, whatever, and then I talk to Ron, and he has another way that he just started doing
it. Yeah,
he's like, no, but this way is better, or we changed the way that we do this, and we do this now. And I'm like, I just spent all this money.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is, buddy. Yeah. It is what it is for the animals.
Animals.
Hell yeah, guys. Well, listen, guys, it was fun. It's time for us to get out of here. This was the Reptiles with Podcast.